Do you have a minute, boss? In just a couple of minutes, what I want to do is talk to you about structuring your 2023 business growth plan with me. It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense. And what I want us to do is focus on how you are going to start to grow in your business this year. GRO for me stands for getting rich online, and I'll break it down a little bit more later, but let's jump in with some clarity around your business and your growth goals. When it comes to growth, I like to focus on these three R's: your revenue, your reach, and your routines. So you can reflect on these questions I'm about to ask you, but then also you can just get a piece of paper and start to take some notes. So again, you can begin the process of getting clear about what you plan to do with your business in the new year. Okay. So revenue. Do you have a few offers in mind that you plan to sell this year that you know or you expect to sell well for you, number one, but also more importantly, that you know can help you grow? What do I mean by that? Well, there are multiple price points you could choose when it comes to your offers, but of course, you've got to find a balance of prices and sales conversions that are going to help you hit your revenue goals, right? So when I talk about revenue, for me, crunching the numbers, you've got to figure out how much money you want to make on a annual basis, on a monthly basis, all the way down to your week by week goals, right? And for most people, I start off with the four-figure foundation of if you can average at least $100 on average a day, okay, that average can help you get to averaging about $3,000 a month, ideally $3,000 to $5,000, and the four-figure foundation, that's a good place to start. From there, realistically, you can move into your five-figure focus and then six-figure sales, okay? When it comes to getting to a place of predictability, when it comes to getting to a place of consistency, the four-figure foundation, five-figure focus, six-figure sales, those three categories tend to be what I talk about when I teach and mentor entrepreneurs around working on our number one, which is revenue goals. So that first question that I presented to you was going into the new year, right? Going into 2023, when it comes to your business growth goals, how do you expect to generate revenue? Right? What offers do you plan on selling? And what price points are going to work for you, right? So that you are generating the kind of revenue you want to see, right? So for example, if you are expecting to sell a lot of LPPs, low price point offers, which is what I like to call them, then obviously, you know, if you're selling things that are $1 or $7 and you're trying to hit four or five figures, you're going to need a lot of people to buy those LPPs for you to generate a sizable, consistent revenue stream, right? Or if you're going to be selling HPPs, high price point offers, it's not so much that you're going to need a lot of people to hit four or five or even six figures, but you're going to need to make sure you've mastered your craft, your offers are really valuable, you are going to be able to realistically deliver what you say you're going to deliver and not find yourself in a space where you are overextending, underperforming, and not quite hitting again those sales goals. Because either way, right, whether you sell a lot of cheap stuff in the hopes that people will buy because it doesn't cost a lot, or you sell a lot of expensive stuff in the hopes that you don't need to make as many sales to hit your goals, you're going to have to master your craft and figure out a balance that's going to work for you and create compelling, irresistible offers for your customers too. Are you in a space where you've got at least two or three offers that are going to help you realistically hit your revenue goals, right? I've got quite a few that are going to be working for me this year based on what I've done before and then what I plan on trying new. And I definitely want to share those offers with you. So if you're curious about what I'm going to do, if you want to mirror my strategies, let's talk. But first, let's go through these three R's, okay? Again, the first one is revenue. How much do you want to make? What are you going to sell to make it going into 2023? Number two is reach. You can't just have these grandiose ideas of how much money you want to make and these grandiose ideas of what you want to produce and offer, you need people. If you don't have people to buy your products, you won't make what? A profit. So the age-old challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs is, how am I going to attract customers? Have you thought about that? Have you answered that question? Do you have some strategies that currently work for you? When it comes to moving forward, I want to share with you all of my strategies. But before that, I always say WWW, work what works. Can you identify things that you do when it comes to revenue that helps you make money, or when it comes to reaching people that help you attract customers, new customers, previous customers, all customers? What can you do to attract people? Can you reach people realistically online? Okay, because that's an important part of the conversation. What is your customer acquisition process look like? Are you successfully reaching people in some real way? Could be social media, could be advertising, could be list building. I mean, sky's the limit. I want to share with you things that I do to organically reach people without having to spend pretty much anything on ads, but we'll get there. We'll get there. The next thing that I want you to think about, three questions for me. The next one is, fundamentally, what routines are you going to be integrating into your business going into the new year? Your revenue, your reach, your routines, these three R's are going to help you with your fundamental business goals. We're going to strip away all the shiny objects, all the cool web apps and things. Fundamentally, you got to get better at identifying where the money's coming from, your revenue. Reach, how you're going to attract and acquire customers, and routines, what you're going to do on a day-by-day, week-by-week, month-by-month, quarterly basis to hit your overall business growth goals. Again, when it comes to your routines, work what works. What are some things you're doing routinely that are helping you grow your business? Keep doing those things, right? Double down, triple down, 10x down on those things. But what are some other things that can help you? I am a solopreneur. Team of one, and I've been able to, over 2+ decades, work at home, build my business, and help other entrepreneurs do all of those things too, because I have routines that work for me that I believe can work for you. Even if you're a service professional like myself, or a mommypreneur or daddypreneur, and you're trying to figure out how to balance doing stuff for those people, your family, your business, personal, professional, I have integrated routines and processes that work for me that, again, I think can work for you too. But of course, before I say anything, you've got to be able to identify for you what works. What are some things that work? What are some routines that you know either you're going to bring into 2023 or you're going to try as a new strategy? So, three R's. Reflecting on your 2023 business growth goals, coming up with your own formula, do you know what revenue, what that's going to look like, what reach, what that's going to look like, what routines, what they're going to look like, your revenue, your reach, your routines, do you know what that's going to look like for your business? Now, would you like me to share my strategies with you? I'm actually going to be exposing my business growth formula for 2023, the things that I've done that consistently work for me over the years, paired with things that 6 and 7+ figure entrepreneurs are doing right now, moving into the new year, utilizing the best tools and strategies. I'm going to be basically breaking down my personal growth formula to you. The revenue, the reach, the routines too, as part of the Fire Start Your Year webinar workshop experience. And I'll tell you all about that in just a second, okay? Because before I even do that, again, I always believe that working what works means you having the time to sit down and reflect on what you know works for you, what has worked in the past, and including with that, things that you know you plan on trying. Now, I said in the very beginning of this conversation, in order to grow, you got to do it Sisson style, right? D-R-O, means getting rich online. If you want to get rich online, not just in a monetary sense, but being able to have the freedom and flexibility to live a rich lifestyle, whatever that looks like for you, whatever that means to you, right? Because rich means different things to different people. In order to GRO get rich online, level one, you got to dig deeper. Level two, generate revenue online. And that means being in a place where you learn how to generate real revenue, rinse and repeat, do that on a day by day, week by week, quarter by quarter, month by month, year by year basis. Do you know how to generate revenue online? Level two. Level three gets even deeper. You need to have the right strategies to be able to not just map out, but to actually implement the right goals, routines, and offers, integrating those goals, routines, and offers into your business, right? That's the foundation. The foundation that's key, having the strategies that are going to help you not just map out, but be able to implement and integrate the right goals, routines, and offers successfully into your business. That's the key. So think about this, sit down, get clear with self, have your own personal clarity session around these three R's, what you have versus what you need, number one. But number two, if you would like for me to expose my business growth 2023 formula to you, tell you exactly what revenue strategies, what reach strategies and routines I'm going to be implementing, I invite you to join me inside the Firestart Your Year webinar workshop experience so that I can help you get clear and move forward. Definitely take a look over at sissasense.com/jumpstart. Firestart is actually a part of my Jumpstart Your Year 12-month program, so that we're not just working for a weekend, but we're working weekly, we're working monthly, we're working quarterly to make sure that you consistently are doing what you need to do. And even when you find you're not able to check in with me and the Sissasense community, you know that it's always going to be there for you week by week, month by month, so you can tap into the money, the marketing, and the sales resources whenever you need to. Whenever you need to get clear, whenever you need to get motivated, to get back on track, to ensure that your fire doesn't fizzle, the Sissasense community, yours truly, your content coach and business bestie, is here to support you. Okay? So, like I said, today we're talking about your personal business growth formula for 2023. Use these three R questions to help you start to work on your personal strategies. If you would like to know mine, I'm going to break them all the way down for you as part of the Firestart Your Year webinar workshop. Whether you join live or catch it via the replays, you have the opportunity to join the complete Jumpstart Your Business 12-month program so that you can get access to not just our upcoming Firestart Your Year webinar workshop, but everything that I fundamentally want to share to support you in your business growth efforts throughout this year. Okay, so check in with me, email sissasense@gmail.com if you have questions, or as you're here on the sissasense.com website, feel free to click the gray tab on the right to send me a voice message. I want you to work on your GROs, getting rich online, generating revenue online, getting better at your goals, routines, and offers. I want you to work on your consistency. I want you to work on these things with accountability. I want to make sure that you are focused and fired up and that fire does not fizzle. But as humans, if it does fizzle, baby, know that you got me. You've got me here ready to come back and share things to help you prepare, get clear, fired up, and move forward. That's it, my dear, for now. Go forth, mwah, create your amazing. Hopefully I get to see you in some way, shape, or form, in some capacity, inside the Sissasense Firestarter Circle community. Till then, take care.